Beyond Question Period, a new phase in the war on terror, and new worries about the security risk of resettling refugees. Defense Minister Harjit Sanjan tells us how Canada is tackling both. In the aftermath of the Paris attacks, the fight against ISIS intensifies.
Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
At two world summits, discussions about the economy dwarfed by frank talk about facing down a common enemy. An unexpected turn for the Prime Minister making his international debut. Justin Trudeau's message to our allies, Canada's commitment to the US-led airstrikes against ISIS is about to end. Instead of bombing runs, an expanded role training local troops.
Canada is committed to continuing to be a valuable partner in the coalition against ISIL.
If Barack Obama tried to change Trudeau's mind in their first face-to-face meeting, the U.S. president didn't say so.
We had excellent conversations about how our defense teams can coordinate.
And as some nations consider new measures to keep migrants out, a concerted effort here to bring in 25,000 Syrian refugees before year's end, despite calls to balance compassion with caution.
We will have further information for you and for all Canadians next Tuesday.
And Defense Minister Harjit Sanjan joins me from Halifax. So, Minister, you're at the Halifax conference. How much of a discussion and how much concern has been raised about Syrian refugees coming into, as we know, into Europe and into Canada and the United States that might pose a security concern?
Well, we've had, there's a wider discussion going on right now regarding the entire problem, because we can't just look at it strictly from a refugee context. That is one issue of the discussion. Haven't gone into the more detailed discussion around that. But one thing I can say, we need to do our part to making sure that we relieve that tension.
So basically, the Americans are saying they don't think it's as grave a concern as some Republican politicians are saying?
Well, we've got to look at it also is that when, in terms of our initiative that we're taking security as very seriously. We're working with the U.S. and making sure that they're aware and they're assisting us with any regard to some of the screening process. And we're going to do this right.
Now, we know a lot of the refugees are going to be going to military bases. We're here in Cornwall and Trois-Rivières, for example. How long do you think these refugees would be housed at these bases?
Well, we want to make sure that the process is efficient as possible, making sure that, one, we do it right, but also that we do it in a timely manner so that we can start the transition process for those refugee families to the sponsored families and get them integrated within to Canada as quickly as possible.
Now, I'm going to switch topics to the war against ISIS. Have you been getting much pressure from your allies at the Halifax conference to keep the fighter jets and surveillance aircraft beyond the current commitment, which is March?
No, we've had discussions regarding that, but keep in mind, I think the wider discussion that we're having here is what is the entire problem? Because if we focus it down to one capability will not is not going to take the fight to the enemy. We've got to make sure that we have an entire, you know, holistic picture of what's going on. And they're talking to a lot of the different counterparts, the other ministers, they're very welcoming to the fact that we're looking at making a meaningful contribution.
How many Special Forces members can we be able to send to Iraq to train the Kurds? I'm told we could easily send 200. Is that too big a number, or is that about right?
No, what I look at from my perspective as a minister, I'll be looking at what capability, what effect we want to create. I leave the in terms of what numbers that we need to create that effect to the Chief of Defense Staff, because that's he's the expert on that. I want to make sure that they do their own analysis. My job is to be able to talk about the effect we want to achieve.
What is Canada's position on Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad? The Russians and the Iranians think he should be kept in power to fight ISIS. They say he's part of the solution to wiping out ISIS. The Americans seem to think he has to go, he has to be toppled. What's Canada's position?
Well, we got to keep in mind here is how did this whole problem start? That Assad's regime has killed more of its own people, and then even Daesh actually has. So we have to keep that in mind, but we also have to be cognizant of the wider picture, the relationship between the other nations. So I'm of the opinion that President Assad he does need to go, given the complexity of the problem and the horrible atrocities that have been committed to his own people.
Is there anybody in the Assad regime that Canada could support, that the Russians and Iranians could support, if Assad was pushed out, so that there would be a multi-pronged approach to trying to defeat ISIS? Because everybody understands there has to be a political and military solution there to end this refugee crisis.
I think it's too early to tell, to have this discussion. We need to make sure that we figure out all the dynamics, not just with Assad, but also the dynamics within Iraq, with the Kurds, and the regional dynamics as well, before we go down this path.
So, Minister, had you had an opportunity to talk to your Russian counterparts in terms of how we should approach what we're doing in Syria and how we can be more effective in taking on ISIS?
No, I need to still have a lot more discussions with many different nations and my counterparts, but no, I have not had any discussions yet with the Russians.
And what do you see as the number one threat to the world beyond ISIS?
We had a great discussion of on this at the forum. The real threat is the conditions that are created, that eventually create things like ISIS, Taliban, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab. And those are the things that we need to be mindful of. And we had a great discussion on that with General Allen, actually brought up some really good points as well. We got to be very mindful of those conditions and what happens early on, and so that we can identify those indicators, so we can hit those groups that are being created at its infancy, so that then we can deal with it early. And that's something that we need, as we move forward, that's something I am very interested in, especially in this forum, of identifying those indicators.
Well, and I gather that means an even greater emphasis on special forces then.
Well, we have to look at all our capabilities when we look at the problem. But first we need to make sure we identify the problem, not just strictly from Iraq or Syria sense, but also from the global threat as well, and look at all the resources that we have, and want to make sure that the right resources applied at the right time, that's going to really take that fight to ISIS. But we also got to be mindful of, we're not in this alone from one department. We have to look at all our other departments.